Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also request that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Bryant Hansel. His message is entitled, Be Thankful, Be Grateful, Be Blessed. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Thank you very much, Sister Danielle. Good morning to you and your family. Good morning to all of our listeners this morning here on our Grace Nurture Ministry program. I'm Brother Bryant Tansel from the Central Church of Christ of Smyrna, Georgia, where I lead our ministry there. Today, our topic is Be Thankful, Be Grateful, Be Blessed. And being thankful means being pleased or relieved, and grateful is a feeling of showing appreciation or kindness, and blessed is made holy, consecrated. Whenever you look around, you can see many signs this season, physical signs that, you know, man has created just to remind you of the season we're in, but everywhere you look, God is around. But everywhere you look, these signs are saying, blessed, thankful, grateful. Give thanks to the Lord Almighty, for he is good. I saw one sign that said, so very thankful, incredibly grateful, and unbelievably blessed. These words speak to the mindset we should have. And Jesus is the reason for every season. So when we look at some verses about being thankful, just to help shape our mindset here for the season as we approach Thanksgiving and the end of this year. We've made it most of the year. It's almost 2024. It's unbelievable. But let's look at Psalms 107, 1 and 2. It says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. The Lord has delivered a lot of us from the hand of the enemy throughout this year. And we have to remain thankful about that, prayerful, grateful. Psalm 7 and 17 says, I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Sing your way through this season. Praise the Lord according to his righteousness. And always have your great song ready to go, many songs. It will keep your heart and your spirit and your mind in the right place. When we look at Colossians 3:15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. So if we're called in that one body, as the Bible tells us, I'm reminded of the song, one of the verses of the song is, let the spirit of the Lord rise among you. Let it rise. You may remember that song and get you some good songs ready this season and keep your mind sharp. Stay in a thankful place. As we're reminded in Psalms 28 and 7, we're talking about being thankful. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth. And with my song, I will praise him. the song can help be your comforter, be your shield against things that try to come against you in this season. But make sure you remain thankful. So when we talk about being grateful, grateful and gratitude go together. Hebrews 12 and 28 says, "Wherefore we receive a kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire." Do you ever stop to think for a moment, now or at any time of your life, what that kingdom may look like? You ever imagine it just for a second? Visualize it, take it in, reminded of a song, "How Beautiful Heaven Must Be." Take some time to spend some quiet moments with you and God this season and be grateful. 2 Timothy 1 and 7 says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind." And that sound mind means make sure that you are in control of the peace within you, your inner peace. Don't let the world and don't let other people destroy the peace that you deserve, that God has for you. Stay in the mind of being grateful and having gratitude. 1 John 4 and 7 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God." You know, we're going to be around many people this season, and some will be with family, some will not, but try to keep your mind clear and don't let any negative thought of people enter the room when you're at your household. Just enjoy being together. Be grateful. Be thankful that the Lord has put you there. And if there's a prayer that needs to be said as Christians, let's step up and lead that prayer for our family. Let's be the leaders God wants us to be. And let's pray earnestly, because you never know whose heart you may touch in the sounding audience. I know every one of us hope and wish our family were following the path that we have followed, and sometimes they're not, but they should see a different person in us. We don't just walk in and grab food and leave. We say an earnest prayer and a thankful prayer and a grateful prayer to the Lord because we are so blessed. As we move to our verses about being blessed, which will round out our call here today, we look over there at Philippians 2, 14 through 15. It says, "Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world." So make sure you are the ones shining for your family. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18 says, "Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. Everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." So we, during this season, be thankful, be grateful, be blessed. Be that shining light, as the Bible told us there in Philippians. Be the shining light for your family. And be the shining light because that's who God wants you to be. And we have the ability to do that. We're in control of our mind and our thoughts and our emotions. And take that time to be thankful. Let people know you're thankful. Let people know you're grateful. Let people know you're blessed, and the God will see all the works that you're doing. So as we come to a close here, I want to, in prayer, remember the Brother Hoover Nunley, who was a stalwart there at Old Thornton Road Church of Christ in Martin, Tennessee. He had passed away, and his family is making funeral arrangements. They're looking at December the 1st. But the Nunley family, it's a church that was 15 miles from my home church. So we used to worship there, of course, Sunday fellowship, but just a family that was very close to my family. I know Brother Roger Jones, Brother Bradshaw and Sister Bradshaw, and all the family knows this great family. But they sold me my first washer and dryer set, and also my first living room suit after I graduated from college and moved to my first apartment. They owned a little appliance store there in Martin, Tennessee, and I just have so many memories of seeing these gentlemen, A.C. Hoover, R.V., and also their lovely sister, who I saw when I lived in Jacksonville, Florida. Just a lovely family. So we're losing some giants, but I want to make sure I say a prayer for his family and for you as well. Would you bow with me at this time? Father, thank you so much for our call, our Grace Nurture call. Thank you for the life of Hoover Nunley and the Nunley family. I remember his big smile at church every time and his laugh and just always being a person that was thankful, grateful, and blessed, as we said. And the Nunley family has always been very close to us and close to the church there at Old Fulton Road as they helped build it and make it become what it is today. We're praying for his family and the comfort of his family during this time of transition. And we thank you so much for just allowing him to touch all the lives that he's touched. And Father, we thank you for all our callers. You know our needs, Lord. Keep our minds clear. Keep us in a place of being the best we can be. And it's a big responsibility, but we are up to the task, and we can do it with God's help. We pray for our ministers on the call and their families. We pray for you and your family. If you're traveling this season, be safe on the highways. May God grant you all the grace in your traveling destination and back home. And may God grant your family and friends who are traveling to you that same grace. And let's be the lights of this world. Let's be thankful, be grateful, and be blessed this Thanksgiving. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.